What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 937. In this episode, I'll discuss the suppression of antimicrobial susceptibility results. You can find the show notes for today's episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode937. When a hospital microbiology laboratory performs antimicrobial susceptibility testing using microdilution or distiffusion methods, not all of the results are presented to clinicians in the medical record. Some of the data is suppressed, meaning the microlab has the data, but it's not forward-facing in the medical record. There are several reasons why this is routinely done. For example, the antimicrobial is not on the hospital's formulary. The antimicrobial is more expensive than sensitive agents. For example, tobramycin or amikacin data is usually suppressed when gentamicin is susceptible. And there's no need to report a broad-spectrum agent when a narrower one is sensitive. Like there's no need to report cefepime if it's sensitive to ceftriaxone. Usually, there's no need to access this suppressed data. However, at least two scenarios may occur that would lead a clinician to want to access this data. For example, the patient has more than one infection, and you're trying to find a single antibiotic to cover all organisms, or the patient has allergies or intolerances that you need to work around. When these scenarios occur, accessing the suppressed data is easy. Just call your microbiology lab and ask for it. And if you're going to make a clinical decision based on the suppressed data, tell your lab so that they can release the data into the medical record where it can be viewed to justify your decision making. Can you think of another reason you would need to access suppressed susceptibility data? Let me know in the comments at pharmacyjoe.com/episode696. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical training on antimicrobial susceptibility interpretation, along with over 250 practical trainings and other resources to help in your practice. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.